Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4369.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
Oh, this is my mother. So she taught me how to be a good person, the value of family and ethics, and also how to be a diplomatic person, how to think about others.
What do you aspire to be?
So at this point I already reached a good career level, so I don't have big career aspirations at this point, so most of my aspirations are related to my family, and I just wanted to be a good husband and father. That's there.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
So I'm a very curious person. I'm curious about everything. I'm smart, I'm well-read, I'm a little bit shy, and that's it. Yeah.
What types of things make you happy?
Reading books, hiking in nature, talking to my friends, that sort of things.
Okay. What types of things make you sad?
Well, seeing emotional distress in people, including movies, and seeing garbage in the street.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
So I grew up in Russia, and that's a very different world. Things there not work as smoothly as here, but it taught me to be open-minded and not to think that everything should be the way they are here, and things can change, and I think that we need to be ready for this change, and we need to understand that other people think very different from us.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
Well, I think I'm a pretty intelligent person, and I'm creative, so I guess I read a lot, so that developed my intelligence this way, and maybe there's some genetic component, I don't know. Yeah, that's it.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I think to be kind and to help others, because a person can have all kind of gifts like strength, intelligence and so on, but if these gifts are not used well, then these gifts kind of useless. So I think the direction, the way people use the talents is the most important.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Well, my father instilled in me the importance of taking care of a family financially and supporting your family. And my mother, how to think about other people and take them into consideration. So these are the things I would like to pass on.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I like to hike in nature with them and just talk on a trail.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
Yeah, it's a very difficult question for me because I usually don't value gifts very much, so I cannot think of any. It's just I cherish some moments I have, experiences, but there's nothing in particular in terms of gifts that I value.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
So we liked building dams on a creek and just running around outside and just playing games with kids.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy? And do you have a favorite literary character?
My favorite book is Doomed City by Strugatsky brothers, and I like novels, kind of big book novels, and also I like to read history books and some biographies. My favorite literary character is Isaac Katzman from this book Doomed City.
What is your favorite word and why?
Yeah, I don't really have any. I think words are just tools, you need to use them appropriately, so I just don't have any favorite words.
Okay. What was the last book you read, and who was your favorite character?
My last book I read was Moby Dick, and I don't think I was particularly attracted to any characters there.
What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
I saw the movie Big Fish, and I really liked it.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I don't watch any sports.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
So I like camping, hiking, I play guitar when I have time. I also learn languages. I learn in Hebrew. I'm thinking about learning Spanish as well. So that's my hobbies.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
Yes, I am. I'm a scientist, so I have to always come up with new ideas for research projects. And at this point, my creativity is mostly applied to my work.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
No, never.
Okay. Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
I think one significant experience was moving to the United States when in college. So I didn't know much about life here, and it was a bit of a risk for me, and I had to adjust to a new country. But it profoundly changed me as a person, because I'm more than half American right now.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
So I'd like to interview someone from a distant past who didn't leave much paper trail, like Cicero or Julius Caesar, because we have a lot of books written about more modern figures. You can get a lot of ideas who they are, and I mean, like, you cannot make them to tell the truth. So I'd like to interview some ancient person who didn't leave much in terms of paper.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
So one of the earliest memories I have is when my grandfather was burning bushes in the backyard, and I was watching the fire, and I decided to touch it. So I put my finger in, and it burnt, and it kind of taught me not to touch the fire.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Probably getting married was the biggest risk a person faces. It's because you tie your life to another person. But it worked very well, so I'm really happy, even though I was very nervous at the moment.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
It was the music and the movie A Ship Sails On by Federico Fellini. In the end of the movie, you have opera singers who try to sing to the steam workers in a steamship, but the roaring of the machine is too loud, so they cannot hear them. And it kind of signifies the start of the new brutal century, in a sense, and the death of the old world. And it had a very big impact on me, this scene.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your impressions about it.
Yes, so when I just came to America, I lived in a very poor urban area, and I saw a very desperate poverty there that I haven't thought that America would have. And that kind of opened my eyes on this country beyond the gleaming image you see in movies.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I would like to travel to Vietnam.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
I would like to see my friends I haven't seen in years.
What is your approach to life?
I think one should do what's needed, do your duty, and let things fall where they are.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
So my first year in US was very difficult because I had to find time to study and to work to support myself in many not very glorious occupations. And on top of it, I was pretty lonely because I didn't know many people here. And I didn't have enough language skills or cultural skills, understandings to develop these friendships. So that was the most difficult time. And gradually these difficulties were overcome when I learned language better and culture, and I developed a new social circle here.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I think the birth of my children was the most rewarding experience. It really changed my life.
Who is your favorite actor?
Al Pacino.
What is your favorite dinner?
Ethiopian food.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I don't remember as a kid, but as a teenager, I really liked Settlers of Catan.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
I think when I was 13 or 14, we were shooting at the bottles using a BB gun that was placed on the heads of each other. That was the most craziest thing.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
I hug my wife.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
I wish I learned more languages, and I wish I would play music again. I don't have good music skills, even though I play guitar, so I wish I would have better musical skills.
What is your favorite season and why?
I like fall because it's very beautiful and the weather is very good for hiking, so you can spend a lot of time outside.
What matters to you most?
My family.
Tell us something that no one else knows about you unless someone specifically asked you this question.
I'm very saddened when I see sad people in movies or people who cannot make their lives work or just very unhappy people. These scenes sadden me very much.
What is the funniest thing that ever happened to you?
So I was visiting my friends in British Columbia, and we stayed in their house, and we were about to go to bed when we heard a noise from a bathroom, and when we approached the bathroom, apparently there was a person there that we didn't know. So we knocked at the door, and this person told us to go away because he needed to have his private time. So we called the police, and apparently this person thought he was very drunk, and he was thinking he's visiting his friend's house, and he just messed up the houses, and he was very disoriented, and couldn't understand what's happening to him. So it was very funny.
What cause do you feel strongly about?
I feel very strongly about protecting environment, especially from garbage.
What is your favorite joke?
So the joke is this. There was one guy who was very poor. He had 10 kids and a wife, and they were living in one room. And he was always screaming, and his wife was very unhappy. He told him to do something. So he went to the guy he trusted and said, "Okay, what to do?" And the guy said, "Well, do you have a goat?" I said, "Yeah, I have a goat. I own a goat. It's usually eating grass outside the house." "Well, bring the goat in the house and live together with the goat." So the guy did it, and now they were living in this room, 10 kids, wife, and a goat. And the goat was, shitting everywhere and eating the blankets and so on. So the person just went mad. He ran away to this person and said, "Okay, things are really terrible. They were bad before, but now things are really terrible. What to do?" And the person told him, "Well, remove the goat from the house." So he removed the goat from the house, and he went back to this person and said, "Oh, things are so calm now. I'm really happy."
That's funny. If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
Yeah, I don't know much about superheroes, but I would like someone who can fly.
If you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
Yeah, I would like to go to the rooms where political decisions are made, because when you read about them, people always speculate why they're made the way they are, but you never know for sure. So you can listen to the arguments and figure out why things are going the way they are.
How did your ancestors come to this country?
I came by plane.
What quality do you like best in yourself and what do you like least?
I like in myself curiosity and sense of humor. And I like the least is my shyness.
Why did you choose economics as your line of work?
So I was growing up in Russia when it was a kind of a Great Depression there. So things were collapsing economically everywhere you look. And I wanted to understand why things are going the way they are, because it was very logical from my point of view that things would suddenly collapse. Also, I don't know, my father told me that it's important to support your family financially, so economics was one of these occupations that allowed me to do it.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
Well, the thing that economics is really everywhere. If you look at any human activity, you see how people, I don't know, make decisions about spending their money, their time. So pretty much everywhere you point your finger, you can think about something in economic terms.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be and why would you choose this career?
Well, I know this question kind of invites some glorious answer, but I would probably become a computer programmer, because it's just a thing I enjoy, and again, it would allow me to support my family. So that would be my career.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
So I think I would still be an economist. I may be doing something, working in a different company or something like that. But my children will be older, and hopefully I'll have more free time.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
So my romantic evening would start with our dinner in a dimly lit restaurant, and then we would go to the theater performance, and then in the end we just walk in the streets in some beautiful city.
What do you love most about your wife?
I like in her that she's very smart, and I can talk to her about everything, and she can answer light, and she's just a very interesting person, and I'm never bored with her.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your wife?
I think hire a babysitter so she has some free time.
How did you meet your wife?
I met her on when I was in grad school. We had a group, we played trivia together. We had two teams that played trivia against each other, and I met my wife at this game.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I have an aunt who used donor sperm, and it really helped her to change her life, because she has a daughter right now, and it made her very happy, so I wanted to help others.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
I don't know, just be happy.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4369.